Okay, it's heading good. You're about 5758. No problem at all. Copying, over.
Okay, QSL 5829. Should be using my home station. Actually, we're down the road. So,
I'm going to go
for now.
Notch
Mather.
Roger,
WB3CSY, ACZRA. Okay, 73. Thanks a lot for the call. ACZRA, WB3CSY.
Very good morning, VE3MPC and 5UXT.
A3NPC. Okay, I'm on the charge there. Well, I'm past that. I'm afraid a long time ago. I've got grandchildren that are up and working now. So, anyway, nice to work you there again, and all the best. And I don't have much of a window, so I probably won't work anybody else, maybe a little bit. M5UXTV, E3NPC. Bye-bye.
Rick, I appreciate the contact, and you are also just calling 59 into the Curtis. Before, and it's been a long time since I've worked satellites, so I'm just kind of up with the rough stop here. So, 73, thanks for the contact.
Okay, bye-bye.
WC3, CSY, KB1, PVH.
PBH, Whiskey Brother 3, Charlie, Sierra Yankee, back to you, Foxtrot, November 10th.
WB3, CSY, KB1, PBH, good afternoon, Ray.
Yeah, okay, Dave, you sound real good into the burn. It's not real hot pass for me, but I got some noise on today here from local interference, but you sound great.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you're doing a good job. I'm heading down to the next one on Wednesday. I got to go over to Camp Hill.
Okay,
you'll be coming this way again. Yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, anyway, W3KXR from W03K73, Wayne.
Okay, clear. Thank you. Too soon. W3KXR, clear.
Anyway, I picked up a couple other guys. So how's your day going there, Angela?
Oh, it's going good. I was able to work class, the 3NPC. I really and truly enjoy working a lot of times. Yeah, reminds me of that.
Working the 1.2 of the LU that's the best I can do. Also, I heard 0.4 downlink antenna. I never got it on the array. And of course, the 51 started. I'm not
talking about
it.
Get to
that.
It's going
over.
One thing, back up on the antenna. Which one was it?
Oh, yeah, the 2.4 downlink.
So I couldn't work the LS part because I didn't have the S-band antenna out on the array, and still in the attic, D'Angelo.
Okay, Thunder is clear. I mean, Carnival is supposed to be there's supposed to be a bird that's supposed to be doing 2.4. I don't know when they're going to switch it on. There's the one I was telling you about the telemetry. I look forward to being able to turn on some of this 2.4 again and see what we can copy of it.
there now.
I'm on the S band.
But, that's going to be interesting. I ought to get on that. If there's more stuff out there,
make it worth my while out there.
Roger, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see it whenever they decide to turn it on.
If they turn it on. Well, I'm about down to about 14 degrees, and I'll keep kicking it back and forth, but if you don't hear it, if you hear me anymore, you'll know what happened.
Okay, you still sounding good, Carm, no problem. Yeah, I haven't had mine on in a while, so, it's the downlink one. I think it's called ACID or something like that, so I might have to do some testing to make sure it's still working before I get on the air, over.
Okay.
I have the, down east microwave, down converter, and it's mounted right on, I think it's a 12 turn, or maybe a few more turns, helix and a radio, that I bought at a ham center. And paid $150 for both things, and that was a few years back, and I haven't gotten it out there all during that time that AO51 was running LS. So anyway, at least I know it works because I sent it back to county for them to calibrate it for me, because I didn't have a 3.4 gigahertz source. I wanted to make sure that the preamp was set up the way it was supposed to be, because I had more to use. But that's what I have set here, Angelo. Back to you from WO36.
Okay, fine business. What is the coax that goes into the shack? What kind of coax goes into the shack, over?
Well, my intention was going to be the LMR400 when I did run it out there, but that's what I was using on L-band.
Okay, is it 2 meter downlink
or is it 440 downlink?
2 meter downlink.
Roger, roger. Well, I had mine split up. I had my Kenwood set up to do the tracking on the 2.4 while I had the ICOM doing the transmitting.
So that's going to be interesting. Well, Halter, you got to be getting low. WO3T, always great to talk to you, Carmen, 5UXT.
Okay, Angelo, catch you later. And my UXT from WO3T down to about 3 degrees. I'm really impressed. Catch you later.
Oh, you're still doing great, man. You're 5'9 here. That's what's so nice about it. You sound weak on one end, but you sound strong over here. 7-3.
This is WF5QEP.
Was that Ron?
WF5QEP.